Well, my story today is about some real white, fluffy snow. It was winter time, and the whole countryside was covered with beautiful white blanket of snow. Rose was on her way over to the neighboring farm to get some milk for Mother. She had a small can in her hand, and she was taking a shortcut across the field. And about halfway, she stopped, and she took three looks. She looked around her. All was pure and white. The hedges, the trees, the ground, the houses were all covered with beautiful white snow. How pure and white everything is, she thought. Then she looked within. She thought of her sins, how many bad words she had spoken, how many lies she had stole, how many naughty things she had done, how many times she'd taken things that didn't belong to her. She knew her heart wasn't like that snow. It was black with sin. How different to the snow all around her. Her heart drooped with sadness at the thought of this. But you know, she took another look. She looked up, and she thought about Jesus, the Savior of sinners, who never turned one sinner away. And right there in that field, that little girl cried, "Lord Jesus, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." That's what David cried in Psalm 51 to get rid of his sins. Did Jesus hear her cry? He surely did. He answered at once. There in the middle of that field, a great transaction took place. The little Rose opened her heart to Jesus. And she knew, as she did so, that his precious blood had cleansed her from all her sins, and now she was whiter than the snow in her sight. The Bible says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool." Isaiah 1 verse 18. You can have your sins washed away like the new white snow if you will look up to the Lord Jesus who died on Calvary's cross for your sins. Do it and be saved before it's too late.